Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My boyfriend likes it if I also have sex with other men. After I come home, he likes to smell me, lick me, and have sex with me. We have a problem because I stopped loving him as a result. I would like to please him, but I would really like to have sex with just him. How can I get used to having sex with these other men, but without emotions?
I'm sorry to hear that you're not feeling okay about your current relationship. If I understand your situation correctly, you would like to be in a monogamous relationship with your boyfriend. However, he feels turned on when you have sex with other men and then come back to him. In an effort to please him, you've given up what you want, which is a monogamous relationship, in exchange for what he wants, which is a non-exclusive relationship in which you quote-unquote cheat on him. I say cheat in quotation marks because you're not technically cheating on him if he's encouraging you to have sex with other people. Yet I wonder if part of the thrill for him is that he likes to imagine that you're cheating on him or that you're out there being used by men or using other men. These are common elements of what are called cuckoldry relationships, also called the hot wife phenomenon, in which a woman either pretends to have sex with other men or actually has sex with other men, and her male partner, such as a boyfriend or husband, is aroused as a result. When the woman is also into this concept and wants to have sex with other men too, it can work well. Both partners may feel satisfied with their relationship and with their sex life. Unfortunately, it seems as if this situation is only working out for your boyfriend and not for you. Like many women and men, you may become emotionally attached to the people you have sex with, or else you may choose to have sex with men you're friends with or have feelings for. In any case, you found that when you've had sex with other men, it's diminished your feelings of love for your boyfriend. I wonder if you've considered why you love him less. Do you think it's only because your relationships with other men have emotional components to them? Or might you also love your boyfriend less because you perhaps wonder why he wants you to have sex with other men, even though you don't seem to want to have sex with other men yourself? I would encourage you to spend a good deal of time thinking about how you can have what you want. Even though you may love your boyfriend or want to strengthen your relationship with him, it may be that you two want different things out of life. If he wants an open relationship and you want a monogamous relationship, then one of you may be left feeling unfulfilled or unsatisfied. You might find it helpful to meet with a sex counselor or therapist alone or with your boyfriend. You can find such a therapist through sstarnet.org.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
What is the ridge of skin that forms on the underside of the shaft of the penis? I have what looks like a skin tab or a seam that goes from the glands down to my anus. It doesn't hurt, is never irritated, and it doesn't swell. It looks like someone grabbed some extra skin and decided to decorate my shaft by crimping a narrow but long amount of skin. Is it just me, or do other guys have this too?
Relax, it isn't just you. The technical term for that ridge of skin is called the perineal raphe, and good news, it is completely common and normal. In fact, all guys have one, even though most probably don't know what it's called. More commonly, men and their partners tend to use terms such as seam and ridge to refer to this area. On some men, the seam-like skin is barely noticeable, whereas in other men, it is strikingly prominent. The background on the perineal raphe is this. During early stages of fetal development, males and females essentially look the same, and the genitals of both sexes look somewhat more female-like. At around 7 weeks in utero, however, the genitals develop into either more male-typical or female-typical genitals. When a male fetus's genital tissue change form and develop into the scrotum and penis, the way that they come together and fuse forms the perineal raphe. The term raphe is a general term that is used to refer to ridge-like seams of two parts that come together. We have other raphes on our body. For example, if you look closely, you may see a seam at the roof of your mouth and another on your tongue. When it comes to men's genitals, the perineal raphe extends all along the underside of the penis, down through the middle of the scrotum, and along the perineum toward the anal opening. Some men don't particularly feel one way or the other about this part. Other men find that they're sensitive along the raphe and may enjoy stimulating part of it during masturbation by themselves or asking a partner to stimulate them on their raphe during sexual play together. Although, again, rather than raphe, they probably say seam or ridge, which is completely fine and common. Regardless of how you feel about this part of your body, it's good that you're comfortable enough to look at your genitals and to become familiar with them. Men and women both should look at their genitals and find out what looks and feels normal for them so that if anything ever changes, they can check in with a healthcare provider to learn more.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.